Persephone speaks. He said, "The taste was sweet. I found the sour overwhelming, and it stains. In darkness, though, red looks the same as black. Here, night lasts forever." People snigger when they hear that, thinking, maybe, wink, more time for making love. Let me tell you, love needs halves, diurnal twist and turn of sweat and sleep, surprise and calm. But change is not suffered here. I stay for the sour taste of seeds. He? For the dream that it is sweet. If not love, will pity do?
Hades speaks.
Some call me the god who never moves, but I move all given time. She moves, a candle guttering, a flash on the dark river. Eyes search cavern walls, fingers play with lip. Her mouth is stained, she says. Almost I wish I could see this, but, god of gloom, I see shadows only, color blind. Blind, perhaps, to other things. What do her eyes follow? When she kisses, is there warmth? Bloom of the world in the seed of night, she fears me. I cannot say what I feel myself.
Demeter speaks. I bore my child and loved her for 100 summers, and there was summer, the glory, glory, glory of endless day. And when the people feared and threw their gold, their cattle and their dead into the ground, into the caverns and deep sinkholes of the world, I thought at first how wise, for do not my own seeds fall, and perishing bring forth substantial life. But when my child was sown, a different thing there rose. Murder, death, cold, shadows swallowed day. And I, in fury that wrings gods, unmakes mortals, did descend. In awful and in mire, in excrescence of the world, I found my own, but finding could not reverse the thing that held her there. So love struck stone, deal, spark, that still burns the world and burning, falls back again tonight. Persephone, my springtime, my precedent, my darling better. Child, what did my bronze eyes miss? Did I leave her there, or leaving at least to draw her halfways home?
Helios speaks. My eyes are also bronze. They are clanging gongs of heat. My gaze, hot and lambent, beats on the plains of earth. Heart heat, sintering light, melting wax my aegis. And if I did not quite mind all the minor cracks which flourish on face of earth, I cannot mend, but make, a whisper tells, every clinker of clay, cannot rend, but make, every shadow which might fall, still I see all. My critics speak of sunspots, solar winds, and say, aha, there your gleed glows and smokes and glows again like any glim. How can they know? I limb blindness, gutter gazes, if they dare stare. Well, I mind this. Mountains are mere platters for hot spark of snow. The ocean a glamour I sear with heat. Forest furnaces, green smeltering swelter, even the stars bow at my feet. And I mind this as well, though I choose it not. The road, you know which road, which ties, dusty and hot, the plains of earth as one. The road is a woman, stretched out on her belly, prostrate before the rising sun.
Hermes speaks. That I should witness this so plangent scene, in which the rosy Helios played but passing part. I shall plunder this, pick clean, mining all miracle from this mode, yet fly from here and laugh. Oh, fitting, fitting! Demeter rides 9 days, always 9, note, while her hussy daughter sucks seed, sweetling, sweet, mewed, and moist, and marvellous cenote, oh, dripping with tears, while I soft drift down, in panoply ply my art, one art of wings. Wings, wings, which wend wandering spirits, sown in shame, raised in glory, sown weak, he sings. This psychopomp, howling owl, I, though not perhaps Persephone, shall fly, though not perhaps too high.
Hecate. The last word should go to Persephone. See, she earned it. But, since it's winter, and at the crossroads the ring of crow and rail of raven echoes empty, she isn't here. I shall speak instead. And I say it will be all right. In the silence I say it'll be all right. Moon months, sun's counterpart become shadows. I find, can you, a kind of peace in this winter's wordless wilderness. Wordless, or else all is words, bough, twig, tone of branch in wind, and the secret turn of stylus wintergreen on snow. Read then these black and silver lines, unlit gray, wounded white. Hear this in their snowy surcert. Let not the dead sink down. Oh, let not the dead sink down. No, let not the dead sink down. Not forever. Rock drops deep into water, slow seep of ice into roots, feather flight of another owl with horns. Snows fall and mists rise, the moon wanes bitter, but waxes sweet. Let not your tears go down, no. Let not your heart go down. No, let them not go down forever. My dears, let this be enough. Apo tu uranio puros, aisten hudroes an abuson, katakathonion hodon, katatherion hodon, omphaloi aimenusa. All right. Let this also be enough.